Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There has certainly been a lot more outdoor activity since the start of the pandemic, and this has generated a lot more traffic on our state's premier hiking and biking path that stretches from the mountains to the coast. Mary Rowe is Executive Director of the Palmetto Conservation Foundation, the organization responsible for the creation and maintenance of the Palmetto Trail. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
Now, for our listeners who are not familiar with your organization, tell us about the Palmetto Conservation Foundation.
We are building South Carolina's statewide trail since 1994. Free access to all South Carolinians to enjoy this nature-based trail. And that's primarily what we do at the Palmetto Conservation Foundation, is build the Palmetto Trail.
Is the business community involved in any way?
We go through many small little towns, and we engage with some of those small business owners, whether it be a restaurant or a small outfitter store, and they are huge supporters of the trail. And it's a mutual partnership because many of our hikers enjoy either dining or stopping in, whether it be a gas station, or as I mentioned, we have some outdoor outfitters getting new gear or getting new tips on hiking. But yes, the business community is involved, along with supporting us through grants. We have many of our larger businesses and companies in South Carolina that recognize the importance of the trail, and they support us through some very nice grant dollars.
Do you receive any public funding?
We do have our memberships that support us. Lots of our funding really does come from the corporate community. We do get state funding. Other than that, we then really have to focus on grants, and those are always from all over the country.
Well, share with us where we are on the completion of the trail right now. What does the schedule look like going forward?
We have 380 miles of trail. We have a little over 125 to finish. We're about to open our 30th trail in the Walhalla area. We're going to call that Ross Mountain. We have seen a huge, huge uptick on trail activity with the unfortunate COVID-19. We did see a lot of new users coming out and discovering the trail. We have lots of volunteers coming out now, and we're hopeful that we're in high gear to finish within the next 10 years.
Walk us through what some of your challenges are. I know that there are sections of the trail that follow old abandoned railroad tracks, and then there are some that are actually on private property, right?
That's correct. I would say our biggest challenge right now are some of those downtown, more congested corridors. We're about to sign a trail in downtown Spartanburg that will allow people, when they come out of Cross State Park, to go through the downtown and then up to the USC Upstate Trail. From USC Upstate, we get into Highway 26, how we get around that. Another big challenge will be here in the Midlands region, how to connect from the Riverwalk up to Peak to Prosperity Passage. We do have a master plan that is guiding us. We are putting more and more nature-based trails in because of different conservation easements and property owners that are allowing us to have those agreements with them. But really, it's going to be more of those downtown corridors in those connection pieces that are going to be our challenge.
How does the trail find its volunteers to come out and do the work and the maintenance?
We do partner with the United Way, and they do days of service where they have their corporate partners, and they match us up with those corporate partners for their employees to come out and do service days. And they're a huge, huge help. The other piece of volunteering is we have a volunteer monitoring program. So if you're an active hiker that might go out on one of our trails once a week or once a month, you could volunteer in that capacity, and it's really easy. You just tell us what you're seeing out there. Is there a tree down or is a sign down? And you report that back to us. So we have several ways that you can volunteer with us.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for thinking of us.
Mary Rowe is Executive Director of the Palmetto Conservation Foundation. the organization responsible for the creation and maintenance of the Palmetto Trail. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.